The Gospels According to Love. Audio, Mark chapter 16, The Resurrection. April 14th, 2005. When the Sabbath passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went out very early in the morning, bringing sweet spices that they might come and anoint Jesus on the first day of the week. They came to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun, saying among themselves, "Who shall roll the stone from the door of the sepulcher?" For when they looked, they saw that the great stone was rolled away. Entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. They were afraid. He spoke to them, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth that was crucified. Jesus is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Go your way, tell Jesus' disciples and Peter that Jesus went before you into Galilee. There you shall see Jesus as he said to you." They went out quickly, fleeing from the sepulcher. They trembled and were amazed. They did not tell anyone, for they were afraid. When Jesus arose on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven hates. She went and told those who had been with Jesus as they mourned and wept. When they had heard that Jesus was alive and had been seen of her, they believed not. After that, Jesus appeared in another form before two of the disciples as they walked and went into the country. They went and told it to the rest of them, but they would not believe. Afterward, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they sat at meat. Later, Jesus reproved them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not the ones who had seen him after he arose. Jesus said to them, "Go you into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. Those that believe and are baptized shall be saved, but those who believe not shall damn themselves. These signs shall follow those that believe. In love they shall cast out hate. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So after the Lord had spoken to them, Jesus became received up to heaven and sat on the right hand of love. Jesus' disciples went forth and preached everywhere. Love working with them confirmed the word with signs following. Amen.